Hi friends, how are you? This is Joy. I'm sitting on my couch looking out my window, having a cup of coffee. I've recently started putting vanilla extract. I have a really good vanilla extract that's from Azure Standard. Sometimes I say Azure, but Azure Standard. They're a buying club out of Oregon. And you can buy natural foods. A great way to stock up on bulk foods and natural foods, by the way. But they have this vanilla that's called fourfold. Maybe you know what that means. I don't, but it's great vanilla. And you just put a splash in your coffee. And then have you ever tried putting molasses in your coffee? I don't like sweet coffee. I don't have a sweet tooth, but molasses has this depth. It gives color, but flavor, but not a whole lot of sweetness. So I'm sitting here drinking that and looking outside at a particular blue jay. It wants to get on my bird feeder and probably harass the other birds. My kids are outside, so it's going to be quiet for a little bit. They are doing a 24-hour outside-only campout with the neighbors. They already set up their two tents. This is the glorious thing about having older kids, you guys. It isn't just bending over baby toddlers. Baby and toddlers is a beautiful stage of life. And if you're in it, I know how hard and tiring it is. I was there. I was there. And now we're in a different season. Trust me, it's not easy. I don't think parenthood, I don't think motherhood, parenthood is easy at all. So no matter what stages, if you're trying to figure out a two-year-old potty training and throwing fits, remember what we were like pre-hormonal or hormonal puberty stage, all over the place, irrational. And you're almost teaching your preteens and teens. We have 4 kids, 13, 11, 9, and 7. You're teaching those older kids almost the same things that you're teaching the younger kids. We do not talk that way to one another. Those are not kind words. We do not shove our sibling when we don't like what they're saying. So, you know, when they're younger, it's a toy they want to share or grab. But older kids, you don't need to shove your sister. So if we're older, do you see Dad and I doing that to our friends? No. There is a lot of similarities to toddlers and teens. And I'm not putting down teens. I will never say, oh, teenagers are just awful. I would never want somebody to say, wow, you're only in your 30s. What an awful stage of life that you're in. You don't know anything. So I am learning, you have to be joyful with every stage of life. Appreciate it. And I'll remind other parents that are maybe going through the same stuff of, it's okay. This little season will pass and then you'll go on to something else. We're not experts, are we, as parents? And even if you're not a parent yet, we were kids once. I remember what it was like to be 13. I never want to be 13 again. Ever. Okay, I'm going to talk about faith today. Having faith in your life. A few of you guys on Instagram have mentioned, and I communicate a lot there. So if you're not on Instagram, that's okay. If you are, you can go ahead and follow me, Joy Homestead. Hence why I named the podcast Joy Homestead. Easy for you guys to find. Faith in our lives. A couple of you, sometimes I ask you, give me podcast ideas because I want to do a couple a week at least. Sometimes I even just sit here. If I have a moment and my kids are outside or busy, I'll just make like 3 in a row. And that feels really good because I'm just in the zone of sitting and talking and thinking. So I view you guys sitting across from me, having a cup of coffee or tea, and we are friends, old friends, new friends, we're friends, and we're learning from each other. So if I'm blunt, it's because I feel like maybe you need to hear the bluntness of what I'm saying. If I'm really gentle, it's because I can read you and you need a little bit more gentleness to an idea, or maybe you just need to hear what I've gone through in my life. Some people have asked, hey, can you talk a little bit? How do you have faith in your life through difficult times? How, share your testimony, all those things. So I do have quite a few topics to go through. But sometimes I need, your help also. Maybe I feel like I'm avoiding the testimony one. I don't know why. I don't think I truly am avoiding it. I guess I need to sit down. I wrote out my testimony once. My story. That's what I like to say. My story. I need to go and find that journal somewhere. I have all my old journals in my closet. So actually, once I read through that, I'll share with you what I wrote there, because it was definitely something I prayed about and I shared with friends, a testimony of God's goodness in my life through ups and downs. So now I got that process through my mind. See, I hadn't thought of that, that I need to find that journal. Okay. Faith in our lives. Here's the definition of faith. Want to hear it? Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. I have faith in God. Also, there was a definition. Let me scroll down here. Okay, what does having faith mean? It goes beyond hope. While much of hope lives in the mind, faith is steeped in the heart and in the spirit. Isn't that good? Wow, so good. Sorry, have you ever looked up a word before online? It's amazing. Okay, so I have a few Bible verses and I'll go through them in a little bit, but let me share some faith stories with you. So the confidence in someone, I have full confidence in the Lord. He created us. He knows what's best for our lives. He knows what's best for you, what's best for me. I think you have figured out by now, we will not go through this life without trials and tribulations and sorrow and grief. But we also, what Bible verse says, there's sorrow at night, but there's joy in the morning. Like every day is new. This is all we are guaranteed right now is today. I mean, we could die today, but this is our guarantee right now in this moment. We just have today. We don't need to be worry about tomorrow. I think the Lord knew how much we would worry. There's so many encouraging Bible verses out there about not worrying and being anxious. But faith. I wrote down here because I had just a couple ideas on my mind, thoughts. Faith means when it doesn't make sense to others, but you have a peace. So when it doesn't make sense to others, but you have a peace. And isn't that true when you've had to make a really hard decision with your husband or by yourself? And someone's like, but why don't you just go and do that? That's a super easy decision. Well, no, because no, I don't have a peace about it. It could be the perfect job in the whole world. And it's lined up for you. So it seems in the world's eyes. But is it lined up with what the Lord is showing you? So if you don't have a peace about it, it is not from the Lord. That's what I truly believe. If I have an icky tummy, that's what I usually say. If I have an icky tummy, if I have a red flag, that is telling me to stop or go, depending on the situation. But most likely, no. That's what that red flag means. It could be you're dating someone. Do you remember dating someone? I barely dated ever at all because I thought, why am I dating someone if I'm not going to marry them? That was wisdom, huh? I just knew, what a waste of time. How am I going to I didn't like the dating feel. If I wanted a guy next to me, it was because I thought, could I marry him? So I didn't want to flirt or do any of that. I dated somebody once, and I had that red flag a little while after dating. And I listened to that red flag, and thank goodness I did. He was not the one for me. We got to listen to that. That's there for a reason. And even if it doesn't make sense, faith, when it doesn't make sense to others, but you have a peace, that's the faith. And usually if you don't have that peace yet, but you made the decision, like, and it's a no, or you've moved on, or you've had to make a decision, the peace will come really quickly after. It's almost like that feeling of, oh, the burden is off your shoulder once you've apologized to someone. It's like that. Once I broke up with that person and said, nope. Oh, what a burden lifted. Because he wasn't for me. Are you willing to endure hard stuff while you wait? There was someone on Instagram that mentioned, God's signs on making decisions. So obviously you can only answer so much on those little quote things that I ask you guys for questions or answers. So I know she was saying something much longer than that, but I think you know what she means. God's signs on making decisions. How do you know? If I have to make this decision, how do you know it's God? I'm looking all around. I'm just waiting for an answer. Well, I think what I just said, that would make sense, right? So do you have that red flag yet? Do you have peace yet? How about if it's completely silent and you don't feel peace or that icky feeling and it's just silence? You don't feel anything but silence. That, I think, means you need to wait. You are not supposed to act yet. And that can be one of the most painful things as a human being. Isn't it, ladies? Waiting? Oh. Oh, waiting is terrible, you know? But really, is it? Because if we kick and scream the whole time waiting, what have we learned? Well, nothing other than we're such fleshly beings that we just kick and scream when we have to wait a little bit. Why not wait well? You know, why don't we wait a little bit more well? I know that's not good English. But what if we wait and we pray and we say, Lord, I'll wait here until you give us an answer. And it may not make any sense to others, but it makes sense to you because you have that peace to wait. He did not tell you to go. And you're just sitting there waiting. My husband says, before I tell you the story of how we got our house here, one of our main themes where we got this little sentence and we've said it to others is, don't go kicking down doors. Do you know what that means? Don't go kicking down doors. Don't slam them open. Like, I have this image. I'm such a imagery person. A lot of things just through pictures. I view like our husbands kicking down a door really mad with their feet. They're kicking it down. They are making a way for us to go through it, for crying out loud. That's how we're going to get our way. That's how the decision's going to be made. We're kicking down doors. Oh man. Have you ever kicked down a door in your life, made a decision by shoving every possible way through? And you're like, oh good. I'm glad I made that decision. And then what does it turn out to be? It's usually awful. That's what I've realized. I've kicked down a door before. I don't even know a story to go along with it, but I know I've kicked down a door. It could be just a conversation I have knowing I shouldn't have it, or opening my mouth. Put a lid on it, right? Don't go kicking down doors. Maybe that's a quote that you need. Put it on your fridge. Don't go kicking down doors with the decision that you're waiting on. Faith, when it doesn't make sense to others, but you have a peace. Psalm 46:10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored among the nations. I will be honored in the earth. Be still and know that I'm God. Don't race around. Don't run around. Don't try to find 17 friends to ask what you should do in this situation. That's another thing I learned too. You don't need to ask your friends. You don't need to ask everybody what you should do. Yes, there is wisdom in friends. There's a lot of times that I have prayed about something and a friend will say, she'll say almost the answer, what I was looking for that I prayed to the Lord for. So yes, there is wisdom in others, but you know what I mean. It's when we go to our friends, people more than the Lord. So when we go to friends more than journaling, writing down, Lord, would you speak to me? Would you speak to me through your word? Okay, so the story. My husband and I, nearly 5 years ago, we sold our little Rambler. We just needed more space outside. We always wanted to live. We were both country bumpkins. We wanted to live out. We had all four kids in our house, and we just needed more space for kids to run around and have a garden and animals. And so sold the house. Lived with my dad for a year because we thought during that time we were going to build our, what you would say, a dream house. We had family property that my husband grew up on that we were going to build a house. So we got all the plans ready. Everything was just downhill from the very start. My husband's ministry job, we decided to end it right in the middle of us thinking about building or getting ready to build. Well, you know what that happens with the banks. Huh. You have to have, what is it, 6+ months on your W-2s in order to build. We didn't have that. We just ended our job. Oh, that was such a dark time for us. That was really hard. I prayed a lot during that season and cried. So we lived there with my dad longer than we thought. That's when we thought we were going to go into our house by before the winter. We're in Minnesota here, so you only have so much of a season. I mean, you can build in the winter, but it's a lot easier building in nice weather. You can get in there quicker. So, my husband ended up getting another job, and it was perfect. It was a totally different direction, and that's fine. And then we were like, oh, okay, it's spring. It's April. Let's go out. Let's try to find a rental home or something, because you know how it's like when you live with your parents or anybody, you need your own space as a family. You just do. And they need space from you. So we decided we just wanted to live out closer to the land, which wasn't that far away. And it happens that, I mean, we didn't even pray for it. We were just like, what do we do now? Our friends own a towing company. They did. And they happened to find this park model camper trailer, which means it's the really long, big ones that you hitch up to a big truck and you park it for the summer and you live in it. They're like, hey, we just had one in an accident. It just flipped over. If you're willing to fix part of the ceiling and some things inside, you guys can have it for the summer because I know you need some place to live. Oh, what an answer to prayer that we didn't even pray. The Lord knew what we needed before we didn't even think of a trailer because, wow, that would be a lot of money. So our friends gave us that. We parked it close to our land because we were going to build. It was April after all. We had the whole summer to build. So one thing after another, one thing after another. We didn't have a mortgage payment. That was wonderful. No electric, everything. We were able to like squirrel away our money and just spend it on basics. So we had our plans ready for our house as a nice rambler, one that our grandkids would want to come to, all that stuff. Every little, I always said to people, how did we know that it wasn't the right step for us? It was like four yeses. No, sorry, hold on, back up. It was four no's to one yes. It was no. Oh, yes. Oh, good. The architect plans went through. Oh, now we have to have power lines. Wow, that's a lot of money, like $15,000 down our driveway to have power line. Oh, you can't build in this spot, so you'd have to build in this spot. Oh, but this is really good. We can build this month. Okay, that was a yes. And then all these things. And I know building is a lot of work, but they were like big no's. The final straw. So we were living there April to October in that camper. Oh, I knew right when we moved in there, Aaron sure married the right girl because I love doing adventures like that. I just loved it. And I knew when we started that, this is going to be a memory. And the kids have such vivid, beautiful memories of living in that camper. I loved every second of it. Besides the stress of wondering where we're going to live, that was a beautiful time in our lives. So, my husband went to the county to, because where we were going to build was kind of attached to a gravel pit where they mine dirt, gravel, rocks. And they were concerned, no, you can't build next to that. So he had to go there, kind of ask permission. They were making it really hard, which counties can, if you've built before, sometimes they can be not for people. So he walked out of there and said, nope, I'm not playing your games because they wanted a lot of money. He came home, and what a wise decision. He said, no. And he walked out, he came home to the trailer, and he goes, we're not building. And I remember I did that big sigh of relief, like, oh, thank goodness. Oh, thank you, honey. I am so glad. Because you know what I was feeling towards the end? I was mad at this imaginary house we were building. I was mad at it. I was just mad. I was so tired of making plans, and probably I thought they were just going to be fake plans. Like, this is really never going to happen. So I started getting mad at it. So when he came home, we both looked at each other. We're like, almost relieved. Oh, good. Good. Oh, wow. That was getting too real. Like, I remember there was a time the person who we were going to build with, like, okay, you have to pick out cabinets and tile and stuff. And we just had this icky feeling in our gut. I did. And I called my husband at work. I said, honey, I don't want to meet with that guy. I don't want to meet with them. I don't, it doesn't feel right. I don't, why wouldn't I be excited about picking out all this stuff? I don't want to do it. And he goes, then don't do it. Don't do it. And what a wonderful man that he would be. He wouldn't say, just go, Joy. Just, you're fine. He was like, I'm feeling it too. I don't want to do it either. Just ask if we can do it another time. So I called. Yeah, canceled that. Oh, thank goodness. What a waste of money. We would have done so much harm. So even though that was a really uncomfortable phone call with somebody that we knew really well that didn't actually trust our decision, they questioned us. They almost laughed at us for making what they thought was a really stupid decision. So that was really uncomfortable. So though people laugh at you, it's okay to make hard decisions. I just remember that feeling. It didn't feel good. I think we've all felt that before, right? Once we've made a decision and someone has looked at us, laughed at us, made fun of us. Oh, it can even happen with adults. And doesn't that remind us too? I'll get to the story. I'll finish it. I promise. But doesn't that remind us, friends, when our friends, when our friends make a decision and we are like, what? They would what? Instead of making that reaction or even talking about them with somebody else, thinking that we're doing good, but we're really gossiping, we need to go, wow, I wonder if they're hearing from the Lord. Wow, what an act of faith that they decided not to do that and they're doing this instead. I want to hear their story. I want to hear the story because there's way too many people, folks, that are just going with the flow and following everybody else like a bunch of sheep. We can't be sheep. We really can't. Okay, we need to be listening to our shepherd more than following the masses. So my husband came. Oh, it was October and it was chilly. We had propane heaters, but it was chilly in that trailer, I tell you what. Oh, but it was cozy. It was fun. I really miss that. I think it was such a simple way of living. Okay, what else? Hold on a second. Let me get my train of thought. Okay, so we came. Oh, so we said, oh, it's October. It's getting cold. I mean, it'll be cold in a second in Minnesota after October. You can't live in a trailer in Minnesota because there's not thick enough insulation. It's like an inch thick or so in a camper trailer. And you can't do it in this climate. You can do it April through October, but you'll be pretty miserable if you decide to live. I mean, you just can't do it. Pipes freeze. You wouldn't have water. It's just not doable here up north. So we would have lived in it longer, but we couldn't. So we thought, oh, let's quick find a rental house. That would be a lot better. Obviously, we knew we weren't the types to just quick look for a house and we're just going to buy it for the sake of it. Because by then, my husband had a really good job. We had money squirreled away. We had money to put down on a house. But we knew we were wise enough not to just jump on a house. You don't really do that. That's a lot of work. So we were looking for rental homes, found a few, maybe. Then my sister-in-law and my brother, they had a get-together at this barn. It's like for her nonprofit. And I remember seeing a gal that I used to nanny for when I was younger, and I knew she was a realtor, and I did actually pass her by. But then I thought, I'm actually going to go ask Amy. Just hold on a second, honey. And I think we were getting ready to leave. And it was such a hard time because people knew that we were going to build. It was like going on year two. And we didn't have a house. There was a lot of friends that never asked us how we were doing. There was a lot of people and family members that maybe laughed at us, questioned our decisions. We didn't have many people at all come around us, maybe a couple families, but the majority you kind of see who your true friends are, who really help you through dark times, hard, hard times, where you feel like you're wandering in the desert. That was our wandering season. We've had a couple, but that was our wandering season. And I remember going to that barn, almost not embarrassed, but almost like, please don't anybody ask us, how are you doing? How's the house? Because we didn't have an answer. And we're such act on faith people now, fast forward 5 years. Aaron and I are just, yep, it'll be just fine. And it's just fine. Always. He shows up, God, every time. So we went there. I didn't really want to answer anybody's questions. I don't really remember that in particular. People did. But I remember thinking, I got to go ask Amy. Hey, Amy, quick conversation, like 4 minutes. We decided not to build, but I know you're a realtor. Could you just be looking? You know the area where we were going to build. Could you just be looking in that area for homes that have land? We're a little desperate at this point. Okay, thanks. Yeah, good to see you. Okay, bye. 2 weeks later, she emails me. And she sends us a picture of our house. And I don't know if you know the front of our house. So our home is a 4-square farmhouse. It just looks like a box. Okay. That was the shape, that's what they called the shape of a farmhouse, 4-square. They were very popular during a certain period. It had a big front porch because they put an addition on it in the 80s. And she sent it to me and I started crying. I ran out of the camper trailer to Aaron. He was standing outside with someone, maybe his brother. And I showed him the picture. I said, this is it. Aaron, look, it's right down the road. It's right down the road. And I was just crying. And he's like, well, okay, we'll tell her. We'll go see it. So I called up Amy. Yes, we need to see it immediately. We drove over there. We stepped foot on the porch. And we said, yes. And they just laughed at us. It was her and her dad that showed us the house. They're like, oh, well, aren't you the easiest customers or clients? I said, no, truly. Like, yes. Both Aaron and I were like, yeah, we don't need to see the rest of this house. Of course, we viewed the whole house. And it was yes, 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 yes. This house wasn't even on the market yet. They were getting ready to take pictures of the property and the house. Amy happened to have find this house on a Facebook in like private group for realtors that they probably share houses that are coming up for sale, and here, show your clients this house. So it wasn't even on the market, folks. And it was, I'm not joking. It was nearly, this sounds, I don't really believe it, but at least $150,000 less than the house we were going to build. Because you know what new houses cost, and you know what existing houses cost. There's always a price to pay for existing houses. Maybe there's a lot of updates. They didn't do windows, carpets, all these things that you have to put the money in. But it was so on our budget. Like we had no idea like this price range would actually exist. And Minnesota does not have cheap homes at all. I mean, the market here is always, it's really high compared to maybe down south. So, we were just astounded. We were astounded. That was 2 weeks later. So what I've said to people, I always share this story because you guys, it's really important for us to share our stories like this. Really important. These God stories, these stories of God's provision, our faith was tested. Our faith was, it was encouraged. It was, now I don't even bat an eye when something happens because this is one of our first stories that God showed us amazing things can happen when you just believe. And you know what? Believe in God. All of your faith and trust is in Him, 100%. Not man, God. Unseen God, but a God you can see through every single moment, every single thing in your life. You can see God. I say this when I knew, you have to, well, how did I say it? You have to say no in order for there to be a yes sometimes. So we had to say no to building. 2 weeks later, this was our yes. So if my husband would have kicked down some doors, I mean, we could have said yes to the county. Sure. We'll play your games. Yep. We'll do everything. We would have probably found a rental home. spent all of our money there, and then built that house and went through more turmoil. And now we look at where the house would have been and the amount of traffic on a highway near it and the visibility near that highway when right now we just really like to hide. we're so glad we're not out there. We never bring up the idea. Do you think we should have built out there? It's not, that has never come up. Never come up. So the Lord provides. Are you willing to do hard stuff while you wait? Are you willing to endure hard stuff while you wait? So that was a very hard season. But it really gave Aaron and I, it increased our faith tremendously. Tremendously. So, when that gal said God's signs on making decisions, well, God will put those people in your path. Do you have a red flag? Are you uneasy about something? Listen to that. And don't be afraid of saying no. We have to stop being afraid of not pleasing man. I think too much we think of others people's feelings. I might hurt their feelings if I say no to that house. You need to say no. or what do you need? Excuse me, I'm yawning. What do you need to say yes to? So faith is when it doesn't make sense to others, but you have a peace. And you know, if you want to hear from the Lord, start reading his word more. That his word will wash over you and give you true peace. Because he is our true peace. With a capital P, he is our peace. So journal, pray, fast. I encourage you to fast. And talk with friends that you know can give you, that are not cynical, are not doubting your decision. Instead, they're supporting. As in, not whatever you want to do is right. No, as in, I don't know what to do in this situation. I think this is wrong. What is your wisdom on it? Well, from my point of view, I don't think that house looks like you, Joy. It doesn't? No, because didn't you say you wanted chickens? Oh, I do. Then why would you be there? Oh, you're right. It's just because I like the kitchen. You know, something like that. You want your friend to be open and honest with you, but you also don't want someone that would almost tear you down. Almost like they think they know what's best, but it's not true wisdom. It's just opinions. You want someone with wisdom from the Lord to show up and ask you. So seek out friends. But we have to be willing to sit and be uncomfortable for a bit. Because I knew, so that whole time we were sitting at my dad's, the whole time we were at the camper, the owners of this house were getting ready to sell. This house wasn't ready when we were living at my dad's. So view your waiting period as God is getting ready for what you need. He's getting it ready. He's preparing the people. Remember, other people behind the scenes have to be obedient to God. They have to take the next step. And then all of a sudden, oh, a house is for sale. So sometimes we have to wait. Be a good waiter. Hebrews 11:1. Hold on a second. I need to learn to drink my coffee while I talk to you because now my coffee is cold. Hebrews 11:1. Living by faith. Oh, this is a good chapter. I just went through Hebrews with my Instagram group. Boy, it was fun. Hebrews 11, living by faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. It is being certain of what we do not see. That is what the people of long ago were praised for. I was just going to read a little bit, but I think I'm going to read a little bit more because I'm really trying to incorporate more of God's word in these podcasts, because isn't that what makes the burdens lighter. Isn't that what makes us, oh, that truth that we hear? There's a reason why we feel peace when we read God's word. It is being certain of what we do not see. Did you hear that one? That is what the people of long ago were praised for. We have faith, so we understand that everything was made when God commanded it. That's why we believe that what we see was not made out of what could be seen. Let me read that again. That's why we believe that what we see was not made out of what could be seen. Abel had faith, so he offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did. Because of his faith, Abel was praised as a godly man. God said good things about his offerings. Because of his faith, Abel still speaks. He speaks even though he is dead. Enoch had faith, so he was taken from this life. He didn't die. He just couldn't be found. God had taken him away. Before God took him, Enoch was praised as one who pleased God. Without faith, it isn't possible to please God. That is verse 6. Hebrews 11:6, friends, without faith, it isn't possible to please God. Those who come to God must believe that he exists, and they must believe that he rewards those who look to him. Next, it says Noah had faith. Next, Abraham had faith. Again, Abraham had faith. Read Hebrews 11. That will encourage you. Noah had faith. He built an ark to save his family. You realize it hadn't even rained, and he built a boat. I wonder if anybody, I'm assuming nobody even had a boat then. And he builds a boat, but it's an ark. It's a ginormous ark. Because he had the faith that whatever God told him, he was going to obey. So he was laughed at, sneered at. Oh, can you imagine the persecution he felt against his family, what his family members felt because God was obeying? Because Noah was obeying God. Think of what he had to go through. I am sure he lost a lot of friends. So are you willing to endure that? I'm not sure we'll ever have to endure that amount that Noah did, but I know we can look around in our lives and see people that have stepped away, maybe, based on our decisions that we've had to make. Okay, so I think that's all I was going to talk about on faith. Let me pray for you, friends. Dear Lord, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so greatly. Thank you for creating each and every one of us. I pray that you will increase our faith. I pray that during those scary moments of decisions that we have to make, that you will either give us a peace or you will give us an icky red flag feeling. Holy Spirit, guide us. I pray that everybody that's listening knows that they can ask for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, that they know they can ask, and Lord, you will guide them and you will lead them. That even though you're silent, remind us that that doesn't mean you've turned away from us. You won't ever turn away. But Lord, remind us that during your silence that you're actively doing something that you know is what's best for us. I know sometimes, Lord, we can get preoccupied and we have way too many plans on our list of what's best for us. But Lord, if that's what's not best for us, if you want to take it all away and erase it and give us what we need, help us have the faith to believe you. Help us be good waiters. Help us show our family and friends and children that we have the faith. That we have the faith to wait for your answer, even if it takes years. Lord, give us direction and wisdom. We love you, Lord. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Okay, friends. We'll talk to you soon.